Germany started two world wars in the 20th century and is about to start a third. Before that happens, one specific event must take place. Learn what this event is next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. In 25 years, the country of Germany started two world wars. 25 years. That was 1914, 1939. In the First World War, there were 10 million people killed. And in the Second World War, there were 60 million people that were killed. But there's always a sign when you know that Germany is going to war. Well, first of all, they would have to have a powerful nation, but they still wouldn't go to war unless they had a strong authoritarian man to lead them. There has always been that strong man that they waited for to go to war. And when they find that man, they have, throughout history, gone to war. There have been six Holy Roman Empires, and most of them have been led by Germany. And those empires led Europe into bloody, bloody warfare time and time again as the Germans tried to convert people to their religion and their way of life. Now, is there a strong man rising on the world scene today? We need to know, and we've been talking about that for a long time. Let me give you a quote from a German, one that is well known and certainly authoritative in a way. And he said this about the national character of the Germans. His name is Gerhard Marx, and here's what he said. Will Germans again rise to illusionary heights of grandeur? Not as long as one thing is lacking, a strong authoritarian leader. Once he appears, the characteristics Germans have always possessed will again be obvious to all. Think about that. Let me read that last line again. Once he appears, the characteristics Germans have always possessed will again be obvious to all. In other words, you'll see them starting a war or wars. That's what he's saying. And he's certainly a very reputable German that has said that. Let me give you another quote that says essentially the same thing. This one from Herbert Prontl. He wrote this in a Süddeutsche Zeitung newspaper. Here's what he said. The title of the article was The Longing for the Messiah. He highlighted two profound components of the German national character. One, the incompatibility with democracy, and the longing for a messianic figure. The longing for a messianic figure, especially when the German people have prosperity and a certain amount of power. But there was 2 years, 2010 and 11, they did have a leader by the name of Baron Gutenberg. That is one of his names, Baron. They talked about how he had such charisma. Their meaning of that word means chrism, which speaks of the holy anointing of the king. The holy anointing of the king. Now, again, Germany's not going to start wars until they have this strong man to lead them into that war. And there is a vacuum in Germany today. They have great power. They dominate and even domineer Europe. But they lack a strong leader. And they're not about to go to war until they have that strong leader. They wouldn't even go into Syria with America and France and Britain. They need the strong man to do that. But once they have the strong man, then he stirs them up and they follow along very willingly in most cases. They like their strong leader, and especially in times of crisis, especially at that time. Well, this same author, Prantl, observes that about the fairy tale princess of Gutenberg's wife, Baron Gutenberg, and his glamorous wife, Stephanie. They warmed to the noble family connection, threading back through the glory days of the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation. They enthused over the Frankish connection of the Gutenberg dynasty with the Charlemagne or Karl the Great, as the Germans prefer to call him. We wrote that ourselves in the Trumpet at that time. But here again, they're talking about these people have a certain charisma and can cast a certain spell over the people. And Gutenberg is a strong leader and has proven that. Messianic leader, that's in other words, they want a leader like Charlemagne, a great leader that the people were willing to follow and love to follow as he led them through rivers of blood in Europe. And the same thing happened in World War II with Adolf Hitler. Only there was more damage than just in Europe. Let me quote to you from Daniel. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king, see now here's your Holy Roman Empire there, a king of fierce countenance. There's going to be a seventh head of that Holy Roman Empire, and they're going to have a king. And notice what it says about him. He has a fierce countenance or a strong leader, and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. Dark sentences, what does that mean? Well, notice the next verse in verse 24. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully and shall prosper and practice and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. So, well, it's not by his own power. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means there's an evil spirit providing power to this man. And he has a dark understanding of many things. In other words, it's beyond human power. The Bible is talking about that fallen Lucifer that gets behind this powerful man. Now, there are many prophecies that tell you the same thing. That isn't a unique prophecy in Daniel. And we'll send you literature that will show you that at the end of this program. But there is some wonderfully good news in this. Notice what it says in verse 25. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He's deceitful. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. In other words, he talks about peace all the time, but he goes and starts battles and wars. That's the way he's operated throughout history. That strong man, he feels that he's led by God, and so he does about whatever comes to his mind. But notice, he's going to destroy many through peace, but he shall also stand up against the Prince of Princes, that's Christ Himself. This is going to lead into the second coming of Jesus Christ. The Prince of Princes, and he shall be broken without hand. That Holy Roman Empire and the German power and all of that is all going to be broken to pieces and just blow away in the wind, because Jesus Christ is going to stop it and bring peace to this world before they destroy all human life. Jesus Christ is about to return. Lang's commentary has this to say, it's going to happen with suddenness by a malignant purpose, destruction, just a complete shock to the world. Imagine a great superpower coming on the scene. Well, to the world, it almost looks like it's overnight. But they're going to have 10 nations and 10 kings. Revelation 17 tells you that. And they are going to all be united and all give their power to this one man and his own religion. And terrible things are going to happen. You talk about the upset of a balance of power. Imagine a new superpower coming on the scene. and doing all these horrible things. And he's going to start World War III. Yes, Germany will have the credit of having started all three of the world wars. Is Germany dangerous to this world? Well, they already started two world wars that killed 70 million people. I would think that's disturbing, wouldn't you? I think they should be monitored carefully, wouldn't you? And people ought to stand up to them and really resist their wrong desires, don't you think? But we have nobody that will stand up to them. Nobody really that will stand up to them, not in the nations of Israel anyhow. Not in America or Britain. They won't really stand up to a power like that. They haven't. In fact, they let Germany start the Balkans War by using American power. And now Germany has the Adriatic Sea to take them right out into the Mediterranean, and they will tell you that they're going to control the Mediterranean Sea. And if they can control that, they can control much of the world. Now that's what we have to deal with. Notice, I want to read you something here from Herbert W. Armstrong. Quote, Germany is the economic and military heart of Europe. The new giant world power of the United States of Europe, the revived Holy Roman Empire, could conceivably now emerge to stun the whole world in wonder. This whole situation is extremely serious. The whole world is aflame and in chaos. The formation of the United States of Europe is close at hand. And he said that the world is going to be absolutely dumbfounded by all this. How could he know that? How could he know that? He says it's just going to completely shock the world because they don't see it happening. They won't really acknowledge that it is happening. And it's going to come on the scene like overnight. And the world is going to be completely shocked, and you're going to have another world power on the scene, the superpower that's going to be more ferocious than any of the superpowers we have today. So says your Bible. Notice what Express.co.uk news outlet said. They talked about Angela Merkel's possible successor, Gutenberg. Now, it's talking about how upset Gutenberg was that Angela Merkel didn't enter into Syria with France and Britain and America. He said she let the others do the dirty work. But this is rare to read something like this. At least you don't see it often. It says, Angela Merkel's possible successor, Gutenberg. Well, how about that? Now, you see, we've been saying this for almost 9 years and saying it often. We've written over hundreds of articles and articles that have segments or sections about Gutenberg since 2009. And we've been writing regularly thinking and telling you that we believe Mr. Gutenberg is going to be that strong man of Europe. Now, we'll see. But it certainly, the more we talk about it, the more it seems to be a coming reality. We have been saying it all along and been saying it often, and occasionally and rarely, really, you'll see it written in a newspaper, but you're going to see it written a lot more very soon, I believe. And you need to watch that man. We all do. And understand what's happening. Now, Franz Josef Strauss was the great strong man that never did come to power, but he did lead in Bavaria, and then he was the mentor of Edmund Stoiber, who has been the mentor of Baron Gutenberg, or Zu Gutenberg. Now, Mr. Gutenberg has this striking family title, and one of his names is Reichsfire. And that means the Baron of the Holy Roman Empire. He even has the name that he is the Baron of the Holy Roman Empire. And the German people have been fascinated by him and still are. They're regaining that fascination right now, and it's happening rapidly. Well, the Arabs were critical of Angela Merkel not being a part of the attacking the Syrian regime and their poison gases. And Baron Gutenberg said, well, she just makes cheap excuses. I mean, this is the lady that appointed him as the defense minister for those 2 years before he was caught up in a scandal of plagiarism. But he's really cutting her down often. And others are critical of her because she doesn't have that, that strongman authority that they're looking for in Germany and in many parts of Europe as well. What is going to happen when those 10 powerful nations come together and they have one mind, the Bible says, one mind. They just give themselves over to this strong authoritarian figure, whoever he is. And we think we know. I'm telling you, there are all kinds of indications that that is the case. And of course, Mr. Gutenberg doesn't like the President of the United States at all, and says some very horrible things about him as well. He speaks out boldly. And you see, God did talk about the nations of Israel, about America and Britain. He said, you better beware of your lovers, those people that you really brought on the world scene in many ways through the Marshall Plan and all kinds of help after World War II. Gutenberg also said that Angela Merkel has never led from the front. Just horrible criticisms of her. And he seems to be having a change of mind. And there's a scripture over in Habakkuk 1 and verse 11, and it talks about that same empire. And it says the leader of them has a mind change, and he attributes it all to his God. He's a devout religious man. So is Gutenberg. He has a devout religion. Let me read to you something that we wrote January 18th, 2010. Notice this. Gutenberg is the man to watch in Germany as the vacuum for real leadership of the imperialist European Union continues in the wake of the recent appointment of a political nonentity as its president. This is from The Trumpet, written in January 18, 2010. The admonition to watch Gutenberg's rising star can only be strengthened in the wake of Germany's current political crisis as Chancellor Merkel's star wanes. In other words, she's losing her power and her charisma with the German people. I went on to say in an article in February 1, 2010, as Germans worry about a leadership vacuum in the chancellery, continue to watch the rising star of Baron Karl Theodor zu Gutenberg. He may yet fill that gap in the not-too-distant future. And you could add that word Reichsfuhrer in there. He has a long, long name. And the Reichsfuhrer means Baron of the Holy Roman Empire. And he has charisma. And he speaks eloquently in German and in English. And I mean, has a word flow that is impressive. Watch this man. When he was defense minister, he revamped and actually reformed all of the German military. Get rid of the old thinking, which was mostly just soldiers in Germany. But he wanted to build an army that could intervene in other parts of the world and protect Germany's economic interest and open up other interests in around the world, like in the Mediterranean, and guard it with this powerful force that could intervene. He wanted a military that could intervene any place in the world. And he had to fight very hard to get it. That wasn't easy to change, but he got it. He did get it. And he said, even talking about the European militaries, he said, look, they're all just doing their own thing, and they should be united. We should be united and have one military power. And he knows that Germany is going to lead that power because they lead Europe already. Now, this is what we're looking at, and it's a major problem. And Mr. Gutenberg said that the military has to be our first priority. If you look at the history of the German people, they have always had a militaristic heart. And that's because, a lot of it's because of that Holy Roman Empire, you can be sure. Well, let me just read this to you that we wrote from our Trumpet magazine, January 13, 2011. January 13, 2011, under the leadership of Karl Theodor zu Gutenberg, the Bundeswehr, or the German military, is evolving into exactly what British and American leaders after World War II fought so hard to prevent: a professional military subject to the influence of German elites. They fought and said they would never allow that to happen again in Germany after World War II. Mr. Churchill and Mr. Roosevelt said that and put it in a document. And now nobody's paying attention to it. But anyhow, when Gutenberg was taken out of politics because of that plagiarism scandal, there were hundreds of thousands of people saying, We want him to stay in politics. We want him in politics. An amazing event, to say the least. This man has, that messianic quality, I guess, that they talk about humanly. Well, anyhow, Spiegel Online said on April 24th of this year, if the former defense minister Gutenberg would return from the U.S. exile to Germany and demand the leadership of his party, he would win them in no time. That's what they're saying, in no time. And you can go on and read in Isaiah 10 where it talks about, God talks about, O Assyrian, which is ancient Germany. O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger and the staff of their hand is mine indignation. Here he's angry about something. God is wrathful because of something that's happening in the nations of Israel. And if you don't know who that is, you need our book on the United States and Britain in prophecy. And that verse 6, I'll just read it to you. I will send him, like that man personified, leading everybody. And they're following him against an hypocritical nation. Where is that hypocritical nation? Well, you need to understand, and we'll give you material to show you what it means. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
Germany started two world wars in the 20th century and is about to start a third. Before that happens, one specific event must take place. Frustration against the German Prime Minister is building. In a world of strong leaders, Germany lacks clear direction. Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Nahum, An End Time Prophecy for Germany, to understand God's incredible purpose for Germany. The desire for change within Germany is real. A strong man will soon take office. He won't be elected. He will receive frightening power from an evil spirit being. He will spark World War III, so says your Bible. Germany is soon to inflict great destruction on this world. God will use that nation to punish America and Britain primarily. Then, about 3 years later, God will use the Russians and Chinese to destroy Germany. Finally comes the battle called Armageddon, when Jesus Christ returns to rule this earth. The dreadful day of the Lord is dangerously close. Also request our free reprint articles, Future Leader of Europe, and Final Resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire is Here. Your Bible reveals the chain of events that leads directly to the return of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. While the role of Germany in these events is extremely devastating, there is good news. God loves the Germans as much as any other group of people. They're just His tool to correct the modern nations of Israel for their sins. All nations will receive correction, but beyond the suffering is a marvelous future. Soon, every man, woman, and child will know the great Creator God. You need to understand Germany's role in God's master plan for mankind. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Gerald Fleury's booklet on Nahum and 2 reprint articles about Germany's involvement in World War III. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Gerald Fleury's booklet on Nahum and 2 reprint articles about Germany's involvement in World War III. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. If you would prefer to write, send your request to The Key of David, P.O. Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. Request Gerald Fleury's booklet on Nahum and 2 reprint articles about Germany's involvement in World War III. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629.